Showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut.
And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And, I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh. Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
It is The Drive,
oh,
ESPN Radio.
Oh, Lon's decided to get off the couch and
93.5. I was comfortable. That is a nice couch that Stevie and Janet gave us.
It is.
They didn't give it to
it's
us.
Almost
but
a little too nice.
It is, right. I mean, you sit down and you're like, okay, hold on. All right, we got big things to get to, and one of them being Derek Piper reading the Cardinals lineup tonight.
No, we're not going to do that.
Because it's getaway day for Lon and all of us. And I'm like, can you do that for me? The big story here, we have big news about Trevor Valise, who has been with SJ Broadcasting for quite some time. And you have some information, Mr. Valise. I'll let you take it over.
I was going to jokingly say I have big news. Leading off tonight for the Cardinals is Tommy Edman. He'll be followed up by Billy Donovan, who's
Billy Donovan,
playing
right.
Center field. But I won't undercut it with the joke.
Right.
Next Friday is going to be my last day here.
Okay.
So I'm technically putting in my 2 weeks, I guess. I had a big opportunity pop up. This isn't anything bad. I'm not.
Exciting.
I didn't finally get so tired of Lon that I just said, screw it, I'm out of here. I can't change you. I didn't have a giant fight outside the Philo building with Derek last night or something. Nothing bad happened here. This is all good stuff.
That'd be awesome.
I'll say more about that next week when we have more time to wax poetic and do everything I don't like doing.
We want to properly send you off.
Great.
Because you've been...
Can't wait for that.
You've been incredible. And what a lot of people I don't think understand is while Trevor is such a huge part of our show and was a huge part of Carp and I... and that show, that you do so much for the station in general that has nothing to do with what they, when they hear you from 4 to 6. And that's the thing that is going to be a big, big hit to SJ Broadcasting is replacing you at all levels, not only on our show, which Derek and I understand fully what the value you bring to our show, but that value is probably a lot more even to the radio station than what we selfishly, Derek and I would selfishly say your value is to us.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, there's no doubt.
Obviously, it's mixed feelings because I started interning here when I was a high school senior.
That's incredible,
and I'm now a year out from graduating from college.
That is incredible.
I mean, I'm still here, and I put up with you the whole time, so... I don't know if
that's like an accomplishment, man.
A Pulitzer Prize, I mean, or something.
You
I don't
were
know
a
what the
senior in high school, and now we're like drinking
yeah.
margs and having a beer.
I mean, you didn't have to out me like that.
Come on, what the heck?
Yeah, that is my drink of choice.
Margarita.
So we'll get into it more next week and everything, but I just wanted to let everybody know that next week will be my last week. And also, if you're interested in interning or having any type of role in production here, let us know.
Please do, because you would have big shoes to fill, but we would certainly welcome you. But yeah, if you are of someone that has interest in the career of mainly the production side, but obviously people that listen to our show understand that you come on quite a bit with us and are a huge part of our show. So that is something that will be in the future for everyone. Now, somebody did say, will Trevor still call in for Trev's ticket every week?
I'm actually taking that trademark with me. Sorry.
Oh no.
I'm kidding.
I don't know that you're going to be able to do that, actually. Contractually, I don't know that you can.
Instead, it'll be Lon's 8-leg parlays and some other picks coming up next.
I mean, that doesn't quite have the same ring to
it.
I
know.
We're like the card teetering on the bridge and about ready to just with the betting with Lon's parlay. Well, Trevor, I don't want to get into it today because I don't want to do twice of these
really
things because I hate it. It's the worst thing that I hate in the media business is saying goodbye. So, but yeah, I think it's an unbelievable opportunity for you. I know that Derek and I are extremely excited for you. And just thank you for all the work you've done, and we'll tell you properly next Friday. Is that cool?
I have been traded to the Washington Nationals.
You're part of the Soto deal.
Yep, they just threw me in, and that was all they needed to hear.
Well, when you see us or hear us again, it'll be Monday, and maybe by then...
That's right.
The Cardinals will have made a deal for Juan Soto, and we'll be that much closer to Illinois football. So, we got to get out of here. Speaking of that, for Cardinals baseball...
I have accomplished my goal of cutting into Cardinals coverage just to talk about myself.
I love it. Well, let's get to that coverage. Everybody have a great night. Have a great weekend. We're out of here. It's The Drop.